I'm Geordie Lisa Shaw, and I love staying in and watching the telly. Sometimes I go to the gym or the shops, but mostly I stay in.
Geordie Lisa Shaw on Real Radio.
It's the Geordie Lisa Shaw Seahouses Special, Part 1.
I can't wait to get out and about in that. It feels like I've been stuck in this flat for about 6 months. Actually, I have. Seahouses is going to be mint, though. I've heard that there's the sea and some houses in that. I think there's even boats and islands that you can see from the houses. Maybe that's why it's called Seahouses. Or, OMG, what if there's actual houses in the sea? They'd be canny wet-like. And how funny is that Seahouses sounds a bit like seahorses? Are they actual horses that live in the sea?
Just as Geordie Lisa Shaw is pondering such marine life-altering thoughts, the bus pulls up outside her flat. Ooh! It's a double-decker, and it would appear there is only one other person on it, but isn't too keen on sitting next to Gladys, the lady who spends most of the time in the toilets of the local pub doing Sudoku.
Oh, no, it's that Gladys from the pub toilet. I thought it might be the bloke from the flats next door. What's she doing here? I hope she doesn't look up from her Sudoku, and I can sneak to the back of the bus without her realising. Oh, hi, Gladys. Of course, I'll sit next to you. It would be a pleasure. I'm not good at Sudoku, like. I can never work out where the leftover letters go.
And so, we leave Geordie Lisa Shaw, still on the bus, with Gladys, hoping to get to Seahouses. To see houses.
Next time on Geordie Lisa Shaw.
Will she ever arrive at her destination? Will Gladys finish her Sudoku? And will anyone else get on the bus?